You think you know about relationships, but you're wrong. Listen, there's no magic bullet. I'm teaching life skills.
When you're sick, you need medicine. It don't always taste good.
Nah.
But it'll get you better. You need this medicine.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna always taste good. But this is what you need. Men and women, bottom line, we need to have the conversation. Your partner wants to give up control, but only if you know how to drive. This is about being the best you could ever be. Whoever you are, I don't care if you're a man, a woman, LGBTQ, space aliens. I'll save anybody. I don't care. I'll teach a hedgehog how to have a threesome.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you don't have to listen to me, but you're wrong.
Listen, I know I'm great. And I know you're thinking, Dante, there's no way I could be like you. But you could be me. You know why?
Because you know who I was before I was me? I was you. You.
Man score 202.
Better hear what I've got to say because you won't get it again.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, What Would Dante Do? The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited. This is a special show, and I know I've said that 500 times before, but this time I mean it.
Wow, finally.
I'm excited. What's going on, Harry? You ready to rock and roll?
You know I am, damn it. It's the new year. It's the first show of the new year. I think it's the first show. It doesn't matter. It's the second show of the new year, I'm being informed.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. We've got New Year's of fucking kicking ass and taking names, right? That's what we do on this show?
That's what we do.
That's what we do, isn't that?
That's
last
what
time
we
I
do.
Checked. That's and also smoke copious amounts of weed, apparently.
I don't know what you're talking about. Those are, I'm doing herbals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm just smoking cigarettes. I'm smoking
jazz cigarettes.
Yeah, just cigarettes and a water bomb. Cause that's me.
Well, you
Dre,
like to
what's up?
You like to crush your lit joints and then smoke that. That's
yeah.
What I understand.
I actually crush old roaches and snort them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got to find new ways to get high.
Andre, you don't know nothing about that, do you?
Yo, what's that black guy that be on CNN that be talking shit for the left?
For the left,
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon.
Not Donnie, the other dude.
Who?
The black man.
Hold on, Abby might know. Our
Abby
guest, Abby, do you
Abby,
know
you know?
Van Jones.
Van Jones.
Oh, the
not
one,
the one
be
that
crying.
Was crying. Not the crying one and not the
That's
gay
Van
one.
Jones.
There's
That's
one
Van Jones.
More with glasses.
With glasses.
Maybe it's MSNBC.
He got a mixed gray beard.
Yeah.
He got a mixed gray beard.
A little something
always,
like that.
He always talks with a bunch of books behind him.
Somebody told me I look like that nigga, and then I got another person that said I look like Roy Jones Jr., and then I got another person.
Roy Jones that, could work.
Nah, bro, I don't look like all of these.
You don't look like Roy Jones,
I look
but
like
you.
Avon Barksdale, the wire nigga.
All right, hold on. Abby's holding
that's
up.
That's him. Van Jones.
Oh, that's Vanny?
That's
shit.
Van Jones. A simple Google search could have alleviated a lot of this, but thank
alleviate.
You, Abby.
Look at first, you with your exercise words. Alleviate.
Exercise words.
What about this dude?
That,
Oh,
I
don't
not
even,
Van Jones.
Yeah, you look a little like him.
Yeah, you do look like
How
him.
How do I look like him? Avon Barksdale, Roy Jones Jr., all at the same time.
I don't know.
Because they kind of all have different feet. Because yes.
All black people
Abby,
look
you
alike.
You want in on
we,
this?
We understand.
You just
right,
say that.
White man.
We got to it.
It.
Let's
Harry.
Settle it. We're moving on. We introduced our guest. We
got
I don't even know that guy. That guy's name. And I watch CNN all the time. I don't even know his name. He's not even a major
Andre,
dude.
Andre, why did that come
He's
up?
A middle. He's a middle in news.
It came up because Dante said something to me.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I said something to you.
I think you said hello, and then Andre just went off on a rant. You did say
you
something.
Go.
I can't deny that. But what that something
Harry,
was.
Harry, introduce Abby.
Let
so
me introduce
she can get in
our
it.
Guest. Yeah, finally.
Young abs.
Our guest is a talented stand-up comedian and an Instagram influencer, I guess. She's just funny on Instagram. and she's been doing some fantastic stuff there that I want to get into. The talented Abby Feldman, everybody.
Thank you. What's going on?
Thanks, Abby?
How you doing? What's the deal, Abby? How you been?
I've been good. I have been not in Washington, D.C., so I feel like that's a plus.
Were you surprised about white people trying to steal back what they already own?
I'm not like shocked in that way, but it's always surprising to see what they do next. Whites.
I'm so perplexed with anyone surprised by anything the Caucasian does. I do not understand.
It was so early in the year.
It was early in the afternoon. They started rioting early. Like, everybody knows you riot at night.
It was so early in this fresh new year.
They got to watch CSI at the end of the night, Dante. So you got to understand. Yeah.
What I find interesting is just when they see themselves portrayed, do they go like, look how cool I look? Or are they like, here's the thing.
You know how like a guy will do poetry and he just to get girls or play a dumb acoustic guitar or something. I don't feel like being a racist goes like a girl goes, oh yeah, like he's such a good racist.
I know.
I'm quite sure there's racist people that want to be with racist people, but I don't feel like you go, yo, he's mad racist. Like, I like him, you know?
You're so right. Dante, you're on something, which is that I do believe that sex is a major propeller of most action that anyone takes in life.
Sure.
But I think that what you need to have sex is survival. And if they feel threatened by someone else who may be a better mate for their women folk, then they have to do whatever they can to maintain the status quo. And like,
wait, you got back up. Start that again.
They scared of black dick.
Yeah. You're talking about them big black dicks, Dante.
That's 100% what she was saying.
I wasn't.
You're saying because a black man is,
Is God?
Is it?
Well, and it's not
peace,
just
God. Peace.
It's not just a white man scared of a black man. It's just anyone different of anyone. It's like, why does anyone?
It's definitely a black man.
That would make more sense. But I'm also thinking like, why do people hate Jews? No one thinks like big Jewish cock. But like, there's some other reason.
There's another thing.
Right. They're like, oh, they're gonna come in and like.
Yeah, it's a different type of.
Yeah,
judgment.
Like make my woman have orgasms.
They're gonna rape me financially.
They
feel like we're gonna rape you sexually.
Exactly. And basically, the Latinos are just going to come in and roll their R's
and dance a lot. Like,
yeah, they're way better lovers. They got that, like,
that's
sensuality.
Abby, do you speak from experience on this?
Is this something from
Spanish guys have sensuality?
I've almost exclusively dated Latin men. Yeah.
Have you ever dated a black dude?
Just very briefly. Like
you just let him knock it down? You let him knock it down, and then you know.
What kind of black dude was it?
Was it like horn rim glasses and a scarf? Did he have a scarf?
How many Star Wars shirts did he
have? I dated a black guy who was a tennis player.
You dated a blurb. Yeah.
And he was like from Africa.
You gotta date a dude that goes, yo, hold on to this. He gives you a rusty 38 to put it. They ain't gonna check you. Shut up. Stop bitching. That's what you gotta.
Oh my god, that sounds romantic.
Somebody that you might have to bail out. You gotta fuck with that.
I'm single, and I guess we'll get into it more. But I do think I need to explore all the colors of the rainbow.
It's the dental. Look for gold.
If you need to get the dust knocked off it, I got recommendations. I can hook you if you want to get it knocked down.
Okay.
Properly.
Odd list of wrecks you just got in your back pocket.
It's also the same
recognition. That's just a that's odd.
Also the same hookup for any house chores.
It's gonna give her a list. It's just gonna have my name at the top, nigga. Come on, you don't know me better than that.
I would hope that's the way the fucking list works.
It's gonna go Dante Nero.
It's gonna go over and over for the alternate, and it's gonna have me on the back. Bam.
Okay, because the first name you put on there that's not yours is like, how'd you know?
You be like, oh, well,
hey, yeah, nigga, I done seen the dude do some things, bro.
I've been in some orgies where I was like, oh,
all right, so I respect you. Do it like basketball, respect yeah, your game. Yo, my
I got
guy.
You, I got you.
I seen you.
I got
you
big
doing.
Man right here. I got big man. I got dude in the red shirt. When I pick my team, when I call next,
I don't want nothing to deal with, man.
That speaks highly of you to be able to recommend others.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. If you're not, I had a dude do that for me. She just said hello to me on it. There was this chick we used to call the fuck money, right? Mm-hmm. So it's my man who actually was. He used to rob banks. I didn't know he robbed banks, but I'm sitting home. And I look at the most wanted shit, and it's him and his brother. He's got a spree of banks in Ohio with an alias.
$50.
But me and this nigga was real cool. We was cool. Only the first time he met me, he stole my watch.
But other than that, you were cool.
He told my and then I didn't say that. We became really good friends. And then he said to me, yo, you know, you a real cool dude, man. You like my brother. If you ever need me for anything, I got you. And I was like, why don't you give me my watch back?
And what did he say to that?
He was like, oh, but we had already got cool. So it kind of let him know, like, come on, dog. You thought you had me? You don't have me. I knew who you was. I just saw more of you. But I didn't know
what
about
did
the
bank.
I
recommend you to.
I didn't.
The fuck money.
No, the fuck money. So he was fucking his girl, and she was like, yo, she was just putting it on him, like, sleeping, like, she would put him to bed. And
it's just too much for him to handle, is what you're saying. Yeah, it was just too much. He wasn't.
Goes, yo, listen, you know, you be trying to fuck everybody to death. Here's my man. He put
that's
her hand in mine.
That's a different type of recommendation, Dante.
Here's my man. You need to fuck with him.
That's a different type of wreck. You know that's a different type of wreck.
That's kind of dope. It's dope. Plus,
to know like the one homie in the group that got 400 bodies and every week you see the nigga with three different women, you're going to be like, all right, whole shit is what he do.
That's what he do. I don't dunk.
That's a different type of wreck. Versus an in the league recommendation, where it's like,
exactly,
nah, Jeff knows how to knock it down.
He make a good center. This guy was good power forward. But yeah, you gotta.
Abby, why only? Why mostly Latino men? Out of curiosity.
I lived in Argentina, and I did an exchange program there when I was in high school.
Like Hilaria Baldwin.
That's how they.
Like Hilaria Baldwin. That's why I made that video about Hilaria Baldwin, because it shook me, because I was like,
Explain the video, because for the fans who don't know the
video. So Hilaria Baldwin, aka Hillary Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin's wife.
Alec Baldwin's wife. I didn't really know much of her, but I kind of vaguely thought of her as like some exotic foreign woman that
so
you know
did
had
I.
an accent,
so
right?
Did I. Yeah,
and
I
so it comes out
Spanish.
Last week that she's from Boston, born and raised. Her name's Hillary Baldwin. Her parents are not Spanish or Spanish immigrants. Her parents are born and raised in the U.S.
Sounds
white is WASP.
Right.
She went to like a $60,000 a year private school, like growing up in high school. But her family would like vacation in Spain, so she learned the language really well.
Right.
And then apparently she kind of knew that Alec had a soft spot for Latin women when he tried to hit on Selma Hayek and was shut down.
Okay.
And Hilaria just kind of like played up this accent and wooed him. And there's interviews where he talks about her giving an accent. There's interviews of her where she doesn't remember certain words in English and has a very strong
Latin
accent.
So she straight goes all in like she's
all
Spanish.
In like I what's the word for this flower
what's
in English?
What's the chick on Modern Family?
Sophia Vergara.
Sophia.
Oh no, I know. Yep. You're gonna what you eat on the avocado. Yeah.
I would love to see Sophia on her break, just being like, "What's up, guys?"
Nah, mm-hmm. She probably like, "Hey guys, how are you?" Like,
so brutal.
I love an accent. I actually used to say that the reason why I related to Hilaria. First of all, she like bamboozles the whole world for 10 years.
I thought she was Spanish. And
she was kidding.
She says it in interviews. She's like, my family's from Spain. I'm from Spain.
Like, she lies about everything altogether.
She lies about it.
That's so crazy.
Very bizarre. And then she talks about like how crazy her wedding's going to be because her family's from, it's her Boston family. So,
well, that's just crazy.
They're
gonna drink a nice IPA.
Yeah,
get a hoagie.
Kids. They have 5 kids together. They all have like eight name names. You know, it's like Eduardo Lorenzo de la Cabrera. It's like all these different.
But she did. So here's the weird part about her was like she speaks Spanish. So they learned Spanish, yeah. Right? And she does speak Spanish with a Spanish accent.
Yeah.
And so even I, like, my family
it's
is
Rachel
Ecuadorian.
It's Rachel Dolezal of Latinos. Dolezal,
yeah.
Yeah, basically. But I speak perfect Rachel Spanish. Rodriguez. Like, people think that I'm from Argentina. But if they're like, where are you from? I'll be like, Rochester, fucking New York. And then it's like, it's
¿por
cool.
Qué?
Porque hablo también. Porque me comí muchos argentinos.
I only know one good sentence is, what is it?
Te quiero comer la empanada.
Te quiero.
Who doesn't love empanadas?
I forgot it. Never mind.
Say it. We want to hear it. Por favor, Dante.
Te quiero pasar mi lengua por todo su cuerpo.
Mm. Oh, wow. I want to drag my tongue all over your body or ass?
Yeah. That's how you say it. Te paso la lengua por todo el cuerpo.
How many times did Dante use that it finally learned? You know how you only learn something like, you only learn the word baño after
baby.
Like.
Bing, 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 bing.
He did it like you Kobe, really 1,000 quick. Shots.
I think you learn really quickly in the sexual context or in the romantic context.
Sure, because you got it. And plus, you know the intent. Yo, from now on, I'm doing guns. When I get a good joke in, all right? Just so y'all know. Pew, pew, pew,
pew. Very Sarah Palin.
This is why people have to watch the YouTube feed, by the way. Man's Cool 202 on YouTube, because otherwise you miss the finger guns, and then you just think he sounds crazy.
I don't
like
that.
A lunatic.
I feel like Andre's being judgmental about my finger guns.
Or he fell asleep.
I don't like your finger guns or Harry's
pew,
watch.
Pew, 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 pew.
You don't like my watch? What's the problem with my watch? How dare what are you?
I thought Dante, you were gonna say you were gonna only do finger guns when you say that line to women. Te paso la lengua.
And then right afterwards you go pew pew pew. And then
that's how I've eaten with Dante
like,
at a Mexican restaurant.
I love you.
I've gone to restaurants with Dante. It's quite embarrassing. That's how he finishes ordering salsa verde, and then he does the finger guns. Pew 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 pew.
Good to have a signature move. I don't have one yet, so I'm not gonna hate on the finger guns.
But you made a great video parody of, because she did like an apology where she kind of glossed over some of the things.
Oh, the fact the fact that she lied to everybody.
She did say it was so funny though. She's like, she's like, I am born in Boston. So basically, the whole thing came out because she did some video where she didn't have an accent anymore. And everyone was like, hey, where'd your accent go? And then there was this whole blow up on Twitter where like all her childhood high school friends were like, Hillary never had an accent. She doesn't, like, what's the deal? And so she came out and addressed it. And the video to me was so silly because she just kept saying like, things needed to be clarified, but she didn't.
Now,
clarify.
Did she do it in a Spanish accent?
No, it was less. It was in a more of an American accent, but that she said things like, "People want to know where I'm born. I am born in Boston, or I'm born in." It's like saying it in a way that sounds like,
you know,
English is not your first
language.
Here's what's
crazy about that. Like, what was her thing before? Like, was she an actress?
That's a good question. I think she was a dancer
and aerobic instructor.
And
like,
now
here's a crazy thing, and I say this all the time. I say this about dudes all the time. Like, if a guy lies to you, like if a guy is 5'4
and you ask him how tall he is, and he says 5'6". The reason why he's lying to you is because he doesn't think that what he has is enough. It needs to be inflated in order to match where the deal is sealed. So in your mind, when somebody mentions that, it shows a level of insecurity simply because they're lying about it. So in my mind, like, here's this chick who was, I guess she was an accomplished dancer or whatever, but that wasn't good enough. It was only good enough for her to look, be perceived as this Latino woman who was so from a distant place, who was exotic. Being from Boston wasn't good enough. And so she created her whole life is this lie.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
That she's perpetuated. Ultimately, she gets caught in the same sense. But so now, where's her value now when it was attached to this stupid accent and this fucking lie?
I mean, I get it. I can relate to that. Like, who wants to be a boring white girl from a suburb? You know what I mean? I think that's why I related so much to this story. I was like, because I went and did an exchange program. I learned this beautiful new language. I'm so much more cultured than where I came from. Everyone else where right. I came from is just like boring and whatever, 9 to 5. And I'm like, you know, it's cool, but
you gotta get shot at to really become interesting. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like maybe not hit, but shot at, or at least
get jumped with a bunch bottle. Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's how Dre got interesting.
Someone hit him in the back of the head with a Heineken bottle.
Yeah.
People are like, that guy's got
You know, did Dre got jumped out of club because he was out dancing people. He was like, you got served. And they were like, no, hilarious. You got served.
That's fucking funny.
He's told that story before, but now I envision it as a breakdance contest in the 80s.
Bro, like, so funny.
Someone took off their Michael Jackson Thriller jacket.
You was the
I did the dance move.
Oh, you got punched by the dancer who's a loose cannon because he never bro. Grew up with his father, and as he dance just move. Can't.
Oh shit! Dance
the
move.
One with he,
and you weren't able was. To you weren't able to save the rec center.
That shit funny as fuck.
Andre, that's how they jump you.
I came out the bathroom trying to catch a dance from a girl, and it ain't work. And then I started to say, "Excuse me." And then I just heard a nigga say, "Nah, fuck that." And then he hit me.
Damn, that don't even
got
give
it on after that.
Was that your first time being hit?
No,
in my life.
Why was that such a pivotal moment?
Nah, this is just this wasn't
fight.
This was
that's
how the fight started.
When you get hit with a bottle, that usually starts the fight.
How was it a pivotal moment?
That is adorable.
Have you been jumped?
She was like, "Is that the first time you ever?"
I'm very proud of it. I can count on one hand the amount.
I'm like, you think we keep track? We don't keep track, son.
No, I didn't think I was surprised.
It's hard in these streets, yo.
I only assumed. I mean, from my wanting to hit him from the beginning this podcast started, I can only imagine. There's been other people before.
It starts early.
Harry's brother is gangster.
I'm gonna add you to the list of fuck offs too. All three y'all get it now.
What I do?
What happened?
Dante, you ain't picked sides fast enough, my brother.
On what? On what?
Dante, don't rile him up. He might have to do a breakdance contest.
Against you? I'm on your squad. I'm on your dance squad.
No fuck offs to Harry, but
I'm the guy that don't speak.
Hot mic.
I don't talk.
Harry.
Look.
Abby got to go to Spain to get interest in Feldman.
I don't want to hit you.
Read a book, bitch. Get interested in that way. Do something. Live.
Yo.
Anyway, hold on. Let's get out of hand here.
I'm in your dance
crew.
I'm in your dance.
Doing the electric one. So, dating wise, now you're doing something on Instagram that I found real fascinating too. I want to talk about this. Yeah. So this, she's Abby. You started like during this quarantine thing. You are you're not seeing somebody at the moment, or at least the last I was saw on Instagram. And so,
oh my god, that sounds so lonely.
Wait, is that Hilaria Baldwin? Do we have Hilaria Baldwin on the show?
She's standing behind Andre in the corner.
You guys are making fun of me.
You know what? I do feel bad.
Can I just say I don't like to be mean just gratuitously. I think what it just. Anyways, I found it interesting.
You mean?
Yeah, I didn't.
It was funny.
It was worth
parodying. And if anyone wants to see the video, they should go see Abby. Go on her Instagram.
If somebody fakes being somebody, you can let them have it. Let that shit blim.
Let it blim. You're going to say live and blaze at the same time.
Let it blim, son.
So you started this thing on Instagram. Can you explain to us what this whole project? I found this very fascinating, Abby.
Yeah. So I've been single for a while and I've been doing dating apps. And what I found with dating apps is like there's a lot of time wasted where you match with a ton of people and then only a certain amount of those people initiate conversation or you initiate or whatever. And then that lasts a certain amount of time, people fall off, and then you might end up actually going on a date with like one or two people and then not.
So what do you think the scope is? Like how many people are initially and then what does it come down to?
I would say
30.
I would say let's say you match with 100 people, maybe 40 will actually say hi or initiate a conversation.
How many will actually go out on a date with? Out of 100.
Out of 100, maybe 7.
Wow. 100 to 7.
That's crazy. And that's also like men towards
women. I
mean,
obviously this isn't scientific, but I'm just spitballing.
And
I'm not picking who is acceptable to go on a date with and who's not acceptable. If you were to have like a lower standard, you would pick more out of the 40. That said, what's up?
Because
you can get to change that whenever you feel like it.
Let's be honest. If you surveying 100 motherfuckers, you ain't really that picky. Come on. That's a lot of motherfuckers.
I'm not super picky, but I will say that like when I'm swiping, I'm picky. I have high standards, but if I swiped on you, it's because like I'm open to going on a date with you. But then it's if they're like opening line is weird or if they're being weird with me,
it's like boom.
Yeah.
Then they say something wrong or they get, I was texting you. Why didn't you text me back? And you're like,
oh my God, the things you see.
You gotta get off.
The things you see though, or just, I mean this, I'm curious to see how you guys feel about this, but like the number of guys who just message hi with nothing else. I'm like, that's as good as nothing. Now you're making me lift like a brick out of the water.
You're making me do the work.
That's hard to come through.
I'm going to tell you really honest. From doing this podcast, there's a lot of dudes who just don't even know where to go. They have no real clue.
Totally.
They're also approaching you. If they like you, chances are they think that you're better than them.
But if I felt that way about someone, which I think, what's it called when you like punch, not punching up,
almost
but
easy.
Like, ¿cómo se dice?
When you're like
above my like
you mean somebody's out of your league.
Yeah, out of my league. Thank you. Yeah, how do you say that in English? No, I just forgot. But he was like, forget how you guys say it in this language.
Impression. That shit is your impression.
The thing about your impression, it sounds like Pablo Francisco doing his impression of an angry Mexican woman. Hold my baby.
Drake, my impression ain't dope.
It's funny.
You know who
I mean, I'd use the word dope in it. But
you know who I'm doing, right?
That's why it's funny. I'm here to say if it's funny.
Sophia Vergara.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You know what the crazy thing about dating apps is I don't take it even personally. Like I'm sure Sophia would have a hard time on a dating app. I'm sure anyone would because it's like it's just like all this miscommunication where it's like, I feel like I'm being super clear with my, like, you know, I filled out my little profile on Hinge or on Bumble or whatever. It's like, I'm like, you know, I'm 33. I'm like serious about what I'm doing. I'll be like, right. You know,
he wasn't using Tinder.
I'm not even using Tinder anymore. I'm just using these other ones. And I'm not using like Match.com yet, but like
Match.com is when you ready for the big leagues. That's going pro. Like,
yeah.
You got to check out 50 and Us. They real serious.
I don't even know.
They are serious as
Wait,
shit.
What is 50 and that's 50 years
it's
older?
50 year old and up. Is yeah, serious.
We getting married tomorrow, lady.
And like, look.
Yeah, time is running out.
We got to be married by August, right?
That's how you date.
Or else I don't have medical insurance.
I'm selling the house.
That's what they eat.
That's the house is in escrow. By July, we got to move out. We may have a day or two. We got to stay in a hotel. And then, bomb, we need to be married. And,
yo, girl, how do you like to combine Social Security checks?
No, my mom scares me. She's like,
he'd be like, yo, ma, what kind of cat food you like?
My mom, no, you're saying 50. You know what's crazy is like when 50 stops seeming that far away. Like I said something to my mom the other day, like, you know, I would date an older guy, but not like 50 or something. And she was like, you know, the difference between 33 and 50? Nothing. She's like, that is going to happen like this. Like 50 is right around. And she like,
That doesn't work like that for a man.
That's in hindsight.
Abby, you
That's
know, only in hindsight. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm 54, so watch your mouth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. First of all, it's like, first of all, I would never know that. Second of all, it sounds big because when you're a kid,
How old you thought I was?
I don't know, maybe like 44.
All right, I'll take that.
Mom. But like a smooth 44.
Yeah, I'm a different kind of. I'm 54.
I know, but you. But I was saying, I would have thought you were like a smooth 44.
I'm a different kind of dude. You know why? Because I hang out with these crazy young motherfuckers that keep you young. Like anytime I try to get too smart and intellectual, bam! I hang out with these motherfuckers, and I just feel like my brain. Just like, all right, relax.
Stay at a low intensity.
I saw an insult in there. Wait, what the fuck? Anytime I start to get too smart and an intellectual,
I
talk to these dumb assholes and it brings me down a peg and I don't get too far away from
base. I hope you're doing a bit right now, Harry.
I'm good.
What?
I said, I hope he was doing a bit right there.
You just fucked it out.
No, it's comedic timing. I'm waiting for everyone to stop talking, Andre. That's how it works.
I'll stop having all this malarkey.
No,
Dante, is it me?
Andre's mad rude.
All right. Am I?
He's breaking
my balls for waiting to get in on a bit. How this fucking works. Yeah, of course I didn't just discover it. I know what it is.
Right now, Andre is jumping from different time zones.
Yeah.
He's bouncing,
I'm cursing at everybody in both of them bitches.
invented a 24 time machine.
Mother shit. Here.
Fuck y'all. I don't care.
He got a time machine that he's going to in different levels. He's just going out, grabbing his dick, and then getting back, leaving Ford's Theater. And everyone's like, what the fuck was that?
Putting dents in people's hood with my fists, punching they fucking hoods, just being wild.
Beating up Model Ts and leaving. All right. So you've been single for a bit, right? And so I think I'm getting the sense that you don't want to be single. You're kind of like, I don't want to continue this dating. I'd like to meet somebody. So what did you do after that?
Yeah, I would like to meet somebody amazing. I don't just want to you know, I don't want to just be with someone to be with someone. I'd rather, you know.
Yeah, we all take it.
No finger guns. All right. We know he's serious.
Hey, Harry, a polyminist?
A what?
A preliminary?
Harry, a polyamorous?
He is preliminary. Harry is preliminary. Sometimes, Harry, you are preliminary.
You know what I'm saying? So he be dating mad people, abs. Take your shot, shorty.
Polentinary? What?
You're a polectionist.
I do love polenta.
Polenta is great. Don't get me wrong. I don't define myself
shrimp,
as a polentaist.
Shrimp, garlic, polenta's nice.
I love garlic.
If you're asking me if I was polyamorous for a while, that was the I guess
you pulmonary, son.
Do your thing, Hot Mike.
Come on. I define myself. Is it coming across that hot? Is it legit?
No, I'm talking about the color, bro. You all right?
Oh, because it's pink. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just very hot. I started this show. It's called Date My Friend, and it's basically because all my friends who were in like good, healthy relationships, I was like, you guys clearly have a secret or whatever, you know.
Nah, that shit is they rolling. They usually just settling.
Well, I don't know. You probably there's some truth to that, but I was just like, I would rather have more reliable people. Like, I want, instead of having 100
people that are doing it. Yeah,
let's just have quality, like 10 people to choose.
You want
from.
Some recommendations or some type of caliber to base this on? You referrals? Yeah,
you don't want random. Made like a March Madness.
Yes.
For your love.
Yes.
Exactly.
March Madness. Yo, that's the new jam. March Madness of love. Pew 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 pew.
It's exactly like that, Andre. It's exactly that. It's it's basically, and it's people who have a friend who's amazing, who they think would be a good fit for me. This person has already expressed interest, so they're like more. You know, there's going to be a follow-through.
It's like making somebody have a college degree to pick up garbage. You're just thinning the herd. You thin the herd a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're just, it's a qualification. It's like, this person is going
to... Now, here's a question.
Yeah.
Because I find that women tend to be malleable in the fact that they have different friends for different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, like, I got these motherfuckers. That's it. That's all, like, that's it. It's no, you see, Andre clearly don't give a fuck about our friendship. You see how he just swigged that fucking seaweed that he just drank? He don't give a fuck. Harry is fucking over there with his, I don't know, he thinks he's cute because he shaved
fucking
his beard.
Fucking doing a shoulder shit. What is this, Harry, with your bad bitch shoulder? I hate him.
He's probably empathetic and mimicking my posture.
But you know how women will have different friends for different things? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my point is, when you these other people are sending you their this guy that they're setting you up on these blind dates, I'm wondering if they're setting you up based on the version of you that you give them.
Mm. Well, I will say that not everyone who pitched friends to me was a friend of mine. So the pitcher and their friend are obviously friends. So it's like you would pitch Andre or you would pitch Harry, but
I would never
how do you
do
qualify
that
to pitch?
I would not do
how
that.
How do you qualify? Like, can anybody pitch?
So people submit, they submit to the,
like,
to
writing
the
submissions.
Email. And then I have a producer who's like vetting things based on like, you know, there was a few like crazy people submitting or this or that, but like, one person was a dating coach who pitched someone who I didn't know her, but you know, she knows the person she's pitching. And then the other people pitching, a couple of them were close friends of mine. And a lot of them were friends who I knew very intimately from like meditation, not just like my superficial, like I met you once at a whatever, like people who knew me well, knew what I'm looking for, what I want in life and like my depths and all this kind of stuff. So honestly, I think they did a really good job. So
how many did you do? How many dates did you do?
So I did 3 weeks of dating the friends. So I went on each episode. So I did it once a week. On any given week, I would go on 3 different dates.
On Instagram Live.
On Instagram Live. Right. So it would be like I go on a date with Dante and you would pitch me a friend of yours and be like,
you went
so
on
great.
A date with me, the show's over. Bang! Pew, 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 pew!
And it's fun too because you get to ask questions that I don't normally ask on a date. Like if I'm talking to you about your friend, the bank robber, I'd be like, oh, like how many banks do they rob? And like, you know, what if you were with them alone, what would you want to ask them? Or what do you think is the most interesting thing about them? Or what, you know, whatever. It's like these kinds of things that when I sit down in front of someone on a date, I'm not just like all of a sudden just being like, tell me everything about you and what's your favorite way to.
So,
so you
played it cold or you had research? You knew research?
No, I played it super cold, totally blind date. So I'm dating, I date the friend.
Yeah, did you have a background on the person? Or,
zero.
No. Okay. So like a regular date.
You basically decided like, I don't want to wait to be the bachelorette. I'm just going to make my own version.
Yes.
Make my own bachelorette.
My own local version. I like it. I respect it.
Yeah. And it's like way more like gritty and real than The Bachelorette, because it's not like cameras and we're prop, like, I mean, there's a camera, but we're not like prepped or produced. It's just right, like,
so it's raw. It was raw. How difficult was it to actually be your true self since you knew that you were Instagramming?
I think it's pretty natural for me. I mean, I think it was cool because it's Instagram Live, it's even better than The Bachelorette or any of those shows, because people are commenting live. And I had all my like close friends commenting, and they were like, ask them if they're spiritual, ask them this. Like, they were reminding me stuff that actually matters to me, where like I was a little bit performative, like on my Instagram Live being like, ooh, like what's their sign? Or like, what's, you know, just asking kind of like basic things. And my friends would be like, how do they handle conflict? And
ask him if he's married. Important stuff. That you're like, ah, god damn.
No, but they were so good to have in my corner, being like, you know, how do they celebrate your successes? Like asking really good questions that are really good to know about someone that you would be in a relationship.
To what extent do you know about like the zodiac thing, and like does it really affect dating?
I think it's just information to have in mind. I don't think it necessarily affects anything, but it's like, okay, it's like knowing someone's age or their profession.
Have you found yourself to get along with more?
I'm a Taurus with my son is in
Jackass.
Give me some money. Give me some money, bitch. I'm a Taurus.
That's crazy, because I've been having so many Tauruses come into my life right now.
Tauruses are the shit. We the best.
Well, it's interesting.
We the best.
I have like trauma around Tauruses because I've had interactions with several of them where they're like, well, Tauruses are the most sensual of the zodiac.
Yeah. Pew 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 pew. I told you.
But to the detriment, often.
You told who? Who did you tell?
Everybody. I told everybody.
I told you, motherfucker. Who did you tell? Yo, I say it for years.
For years, I've been saying every time I say sensual. Andre, do this.
How many times I gotta say it?
I don't support nothing, son.
This is why we can't get ahead.
First of all, with Zodiac, it's just information. Like, there's a lot of other things to have.
Tell me more about I'm sensual.
Again. So, you know, your sun sign is in Taurus, but you've got all these other planets all the other planets in the solar system were in positions when you were born, and they affect things in a different way. So you might be a Taurus sun with like a Leo rising, and your moon is in, you know, Pisces. So that
the moon is in the butt.
Wait, that one.
My moon is rising in your butt.
Oh man.
So this is why I have problems with Tauruses. No, I'm just kidding. No,
true.
I know my thing with Tauruses is that I think you have to like have it in check. You know, like, because otherwise you could be a total like heathen who's just like eating all day and like doing tons of drugs and
that's
fucking
true.
Tons of people and like
that's
not
true. I got
done.
A lot of fur coats.
You are 3 for 3 with them shits, nigga. Eating all day, doing drugs and fucking mad people.
Yeah,
that's they do all of those three in excess.
That,
yeah, it's about a lot. It can be a lot of excess. And
all three of those things are on
you don't know me.
Calories.
You don't know me, nigga. You
that
don't know me.
3,000 calories, fuck 3,000 people, smoke 3,000 strains. Oh, that's great.
And it can be a lot of like inertia, you know. So it's like once you're like lazy, it's like you. It's so hard to get you to do anything, and like.
Yeah, I gotta. I am. She don't hit it again, son. Damn, like, I gotta keep moving. If I stop, if I slow down, I'll be right. Like, oh, fuck.
Here's
but
the problem.
Once you're on something, you can be super like consistent. Like once you're on a
and don't
roof,
get and don't get me mad.
Who me next? What's the Scorpio like?
Hold on. By the way, I equate to all those things, and I'm not a Taurus. I'm a Scorpio.
Son, you not like
maybe just
not
obesity.
Like
that's y'all son.
Oh, it's not one of the 12. You piece of shit.
I can relate
Andre's
to those
son
things.
Your Andre's sign is rising and retarded.
Andre's sign is a guy driving very slowly below the speed limit to avoid cops.
Feel like your moon isn't retarded. Yeah.
No, look, it is just information, and it's like it is silly, and it's not to be like taken so seriously by any stretch.
I'm going to say something, and this is a great argument. You can take this. If you think about the fact that the configuration of planets, literally the moon literally changes the tide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To 75% of the whole Earth, right? If the moon affects 75% of the Earth, the tide to go in and out, then how it would be arrogant for me to think that the energy and the gravity from different things would not affect. That's all I'm saying. Now, I don't believe that people can really interpret it. I don't really believe that there's,
you're going to be this way because of this thing. Yeah.
I don't know. How would you know that, connect that or whatever? Do think it affects people.
Well, I think that's the perfect way to look at it. It's we're affected by a lot of things. So the planets are one thing, and gravity and the poles and the tides and how planets are affected. Seasons affect us. How you were raised affects you. Whether you have siblings or not affects you. Your age affects you. The year you were born affects you. Like, there's a lot of things. You know, if you're born in the Depression, you're going to be different than if you're born in, the Renaissance or whatever.
Yeah.
So I definitely think it's just like it's
information. My dad was born in the Depression. And he had rickets.
Exactly. You know?
Can't even catch rickets now, son.
If you try hard enough, I bet you could.
I don't know. You would have.
If you really were committed. You would if you.
Yeah, if you were a real tourist, you'd get rickets
on Dante. So Abby, wait, before we run out of showtime, I want to get into more of like, or what the process was and all that. Like, did you find yourself getting, because sometimes you're doing it in character, and I get that because you're a performer. So yeah.
Of the dates in a character?
Not in character, but she definitely is, she's performing. So sometimes she'll lean towards a jokey answer more than like a realistic for a little bit.
Okay.
For a second, maybe. Yeah. But I honestly was kind of like, is this, I was kind of nervous about doing this. Cause I was like, this isn't funny. This is like, it's entertaining, but this is not me being
sad.
It's so sad. No, it's not sad, but it's not like, it's not ha-ha funny. Like I'm sincere in my pursuit of love. No,
they were just
love.
Dates. It was interesting to watch.
If somebody had some juice, you would be like,
If you watch the dates that I actually went on, because so we did 3 weeks of me dating the friend, and then I picked a finalist each week, and then the final week I dated the finalist, like the actual people, and I was super nervous. Not in real life, on Instagram Live.
Oh.
So these people had to be willing to go on Instagram Live, which is automatically like speaks really highly of them. Like they're cool and open and vulnerable and down to do a thing.
Or they're clout chasing.
I don't think that was the case. Really,
I'm just saying it could be. I'm saying it
could have been, but none of these people were.
You had dates with both of the Paul brothers, Logan and Jake. No one else gets that except you.
I don't even know if I got it.
The internet guys, Logan and Jake Paul, because Dante said clout chasing.
I don't even know if I got it. Yeah,
fair enough.
I was trying to think who they were. I figured it was like famous people.
Yeah, that joke didn't land at all.
It was a miss. It was a miss.
I got it. What?
I was like, shit. What the fuck?
I don't think none of the people that I dated were clout chasers, I don't think. No. And there's not so, it's not
did
that
you,
I
Did
so
you like any of them? You like any of them?
I liked, so this is the thing. I went on 4 dates because there was like a wild card thrown in by my producer. So I had to like guess which person I was talking to because they all had pseudonyms. Like I didn't even know people's names or even their genders in some cases. And so
are you into girls too?
So I have never been with a woman, but I was like, I've not been finding my right person. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to be totally open to what the universe wants for me. And if it's a woman, like, let's find it out now.
So if Drake did this, he'd have to date dudes?
No, you could say whatever you wanted. You could say like, this is what I said, I'm open to anything, anyone, anything, any age, any whatever. But I just wanted it to be people that would be a good fit for me. And the girl, so the first
contestant. So you had a girl too.
There was a girl on too. And the first contestant that I went on a date with was clearly not a fit. It was very like awkward and not the right fit. And then the next person who popped up was a girl, and she was so like easy to talk to and so warm. And I felt different than like just talking to a friend. You know, I was like, I felt kind of like contained by her, like I would with a man, you know,
I felt like clam bashing.
Well, I didn't. That's the thing. So I was like, this is interesting. I feel like this is a different energy than just a friend. Like, let's see where this goes. And then the next two guys were men, and they were all like different and amazing and for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so instead of picking just two like super finalists, I picked three. So I picked the girl and the two guys. And so right now we're like in the stages of like talking.
Well, the
and,
girl like, made next it to the week, finals. I'm gonna announce
who
is the winner.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn. So what is the, what is this whole experience like? What did you learn from this whole experience out of curiosity? Or what did you get? I don't know. I mean,
it's interesting because I think like I'm an Aries and I'm used to like, I'm used to like controlling and like initiating like in a very masculine way. Like if I like someone, I'll be like, I like you. Let's go out or whatever.
For example, starting your own dating show.
Well, that's the thing. I started my own dating show in a very Aries.
To ask you to be on theirs.
Yes. In very Aries fashion, I started my own dating show, but I like created it. So I initiated in an Aries way, but then in like a more receptive way, I allowed other people to bring the dates to me. So I felt like what I learned was.
You like taking advantage of people.
No, I'm like relinquishing control and surrendering and being like, I'm being like, let's see what you have, you know? And I was surprised, like all of these people, I would say maybe all but one of these people were people I wouldn't have swiped right on.
Mm.
And wow, so okay. It's like, it taught me to be more open-minded.
Visually, like looks wise, out of curiosity, because when you say that, I find that like the dating apps, do you delve into like the profile before you swipe, or are you just swiping based on looks?
I delve so much.
Okay.
Which is silly because it's like, wait till you even match, but I delve.
Okay. So did this change? Like you said, visually, these people were different than you would have picked. You wouldn't have picked them.
Well, I don't know. I'm saying I don't only just look at the photo. Okay, so yeah. I think based on what their profile would have said, I wouldn't have necessarily swiped.
What's something that you would read and go, this sounds interesting.
Also one of the guys is also sober, which is very interesting to me because we have that in common. And I think people who are sober have a certain level of spirituality. So that's cool to me.
Or they was getting drunk a lot before.
Yeah. But you have to, once you get sober, when you're on it, like a 12 step thing, like you're one of it is like, accept your life over.
Right.
Yeah.
But what about non-denominational or non 12-step programs?
Right, but it's still there's still I think there's some level of spirituality. I mean, I was never in 12-step, but I got sober, and it's basically just like when I started feeling more fulfilled spiritually in my life and with my career and with that, I just naturally didn't want to use things anymore. But I think anyone who's kind of on that path. At least to some extent.
Was it bad? Like, did you ever? It was a bad for you? Like, were you really an alcoholic? Like, fucked up?
No, I wasn't like horrible. I mean, I definitely had bad
incidents.
Incidents. Like, you know, lots of them. But it was like I was always super lucky to survive and like
be around people that maybe could look out for you, whatever.
Yeah, or whatever. Just by the grace of God, which is how you kind of start to think about it. But. You know, so yeah, I think people who've had any kind of, because it's kind of similar damage, you know, it's like you were fucked up enough that you used a lot of substance to an extent where like you stopped. And so there at least shows like some amount of growth or wanting to change.
A desire to change, but it also doesn't necessarily say that the person is over that. And so you're kind of going in a pool that like the land of the broken toys, You know what I mean? Like, it could be that also.
Well, that's why I want to make sure they're like, they're doing the work, not just like, I'm damaged and I'm going to sit alone.
Yeah, well, and everybody's got to, you know, everybody's got to pass and everything too. So, I mean, you got to work through that. And if somebody has, I mean, I think there are people who have had less, had more harm that tend to be even more balanced and more okay than people who have had less, you know, of a travesty, and just because they just weren't able to cope with this distress is, puts them in a really bad place. So it's really contextual, you know.
It's like the pebble in the ocean or whatever that gets smooth when it gets crashed a bunch.
Well, if you want to see the dating show, you can actually go onto Abby's Instagram, Abby Feldman, at Abby Feldman, and they're all up there. But we're going to stop the regular show now. But we're going to continue over at Patreon. We're going to keep talking with Abby, and we maybe get into a little bit more dating history, and also find out if she's ever gotten got. That's one of the things we're going to ask her. So if you want to join us, as always, you can
check us out on the Patreon. Yeah. Let's real quick, Abby,
do your
plugs, please.
Please go check out Date My Friend on my Instagram at Abby Feldman, ABBY FELDMAN. I'm going to be announcing it on Tuesdays. That's when we do the show. And look at my music. I've been making some comedy songs throughout quarantine. So look up my music, Abby Feldman, wherever you listen to music, and my podcast, Hi Babe.
Cool. Cool. Dre.
Oh, shit.
Andre D. Thompson.
Yep. And everything, like spots, you then, you know, Google
between
you,
the spots.
Facts.
Harry,
you could always go to my website, ihatecomedy.com, and also check out Catalyst Wrestling. I'm still part of that as well, doing that. And then also at Harry Trajanian is all the social media, but most importantly for the show, check out the Man School 202 YouTube page and subscribe also to the Instagram Real Man School 202.
Can I add something really quickly?
Sure.
Just because Andre said Google me, which we all say a lot, and I just discovered there's this new search engine called Ecosia, ECOSIA, and it's just like Google, but if you use Ecosia, they plant trees the more searches people do.
Oh, wow.
It's like a nonprofit. So don't use Google, use Ecosia.
Okay. Me.
Dope. Everything with me is the Dante Nero on Instagram, Dante Nero, everything else, Google me. If you need a one-on-one consultation, just go to DanteNero.com, click on consult, and you can get me. And I'm almost ready to put up my merch store. So there'll be the Man School logos and everything on shirts and sweatshirts and shit like that. So I'm working on that. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted. I love y'all, man. We are out. Well, actually, we're going to go over to
Patreon. To Patreon. Thanks. Join us over patreon.com/manschool202.
Manschool 202 is created by Dante Nero. Hosted by Dante Nero with Harry Turjanian and Andre D. Thompson. Produced by Harry Turjanian. Executive producers Matt Kleinschmidt, Harry Turjanian, and Dante Nero.